On Sunday, La Palabra Musical is at Cafe Leila, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. And this Sunday, featuring Adele, Clara Sue, Jack and Adele Foley, and Michael Goldstein. And Michael Goldstein, we're going to be hearing from in just a second. That's from 5 to 7. And that's on San Pablo at, about three blocks north of University and two blocks west of the North Berkeley BART station. And with that, since I mentioned his name, this great writer, storyteller, Michael Goldstein, why don't you say hello to the folks and tell them who is a Michael Goldstein? How'd you get into all this in the first place?
Hi, Avacha. Hi, all your audience. Thank you for having me on today. Who is Michael Goldstein and how did I get into all this in the first place? My day job is practicing law. I do criminal appeals, including some death penalty stuff and some mediation. I am a baby boomer. I grew up in the Midwest in Indiana. I always had the liberal political values of my parents, believing in peace and social justice, and like them, thinking that the only reasons we didn't have it were because sometimes people in power didn't understand what were adequate policies to fulfill the goals that they professed. But the civil rights movement, the anti-poverty movement, both of which I had some experience in, being exposed to the Black Power movement, and certainly the anti-war movement, led me to begin to connect the dots and recognize that most of the things that we're not getting in the way of peace and social justice and environmental sustainability are systemic, and there are good reasons why we're stuck where we are and why people who want the things that really accord with American values are constantly finding themselves contributing to this or that cause or diving into this or that protest movement or deciding that it's all too much. And so I was active in the New Left movement of the late 60s, early 70s, and saw a lot of the weaknesses in that, kind of faded from activism myself, and went into building a career and a family for a while, all the while believing that we could go.
Hello? Uh-oh, we lost him. So with that, I'm going to have to get him back. Little Johnny Pequeño, le traigo la última. And with that, I want to get back to Michael Goldstein, the author of this amazing, what can I say? It's a modern-day folktale, Return of the Light. Great book. Michael, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. So let's get back to talking about this great book and what you're going to give them on Sunday at La Palabra Musical, the Music of the Word.
Sure. So when we lost each other and had that nice musical break, you had asked me kind of how I got into this and where that book came from. And during the break, neither you nor I could figure out how far I got. So I'll try a short version of answering that question. I'm old enough to have grown up in the movements of the 60s and 70s, and where I learned something that I still see, you know, evidence for every time I turn on the news, which is that the reasons we don't have peace, social justice, environmental sustainability, or a caring society is that our country, in both its politics and its economics, is completely dominated by the interests of corporate wealth. And in the, you know, late 60s, early 70s, a lot of us on the New Left had a vision of a popular revolution where we could change all of that. And for a lot of reasons, that movement was not sustainable. But I haven't lost my belief that we could, if united and if informed instead of misinformed about what our problems are and where they come from, then, you know, the vast majority of the people in our country, the 99%, could take over in a peaceful revolution fueled by love for each other and the planet and other beings on it. And I started writing a nonfiction book about that about 6 or 7 years ago, explaining how each area of public policy is dominated by the interests of corporate wealth and setting forth a vision of the kind of organization we could build that could educate and organize people so that we, you know, connected all the dots, didn't have to have, you know, separate struggles against the next war, against the use of drones, against, you know, Big Brother spying on us, against the cuts to welfare, against the prison industrial complex, but where all of us who want humane policies instead of those can work on all of them together and work on taking over the government so that it becomes ours and we no longer have to protest against it, but it's our own instrument for pooling our resources in accordance with our own, the real values of the American people. In the middle of writing that book, I went away with a friend on a 10-day vacation and got the idea that, you know, I'm slogging through this book for so long, I think I could write a short story set in the future, looking back on why in our times people needed a nonviolent revolution and how they built a movement to create it. And that short story, some years later, became the book you were referring to, Return of the Light, the subtitle of which is A Political Fable in Which the American People Retake Their Country.
Well, you know, I love the book, and I met Michael. We were both at a poetry series, and he read the intro to the book, and it blew mine and everybody else's mind. So I had to get the book immediately. I have to have the book. And so I love the book. I think that is probably the most powerful introduction that any book of any that I've seen yet. And he's going to be one of the features this Sunday at the Music of the Word. And a great storyteller and a wonderful book. And I think you might want to get one in your hand as well. Can you give us a piece?
Yes, I'd love to read you that dedication that you were speaking about. This book is dedicated to Sandra Lamb and everyone else who must ask for money on an unfriendly street corner to survive, to Nancy Williams and everyone else exhausted from working two jobs and trying to keep a family together, to Natasha Young and every other veteran with injuries or PTSD and their families, to Laura Lynn Perry and everyone who lost a parent to what was supposed to be service to their country, to the family of 10-year-old Abdul Aziz and every other family who has lost a child or other loved one to a U.S. drone strike or bombardment or to a raid by a government which our country arms, to the people of Hinckley, California, and every other person who has lost loved ones, is chronically ill, or has to leave their homes because a large corporation poisons their air or water, to the Malamute people of Shaktulik, Alaska, and to everyone else whose traditional livelihood are already so threatened by global warming that they will probably have to relocate their whole community. To Orlando Romero Jr., the family of the person for whose death he apparently was responsible, and every other victim of our failure to support at-risk youth. To the families of Oscar Grant and Trayvon Martin, and to every person of color who has to teach a child the rules for staying alive and for getting along in the dominant culture. To Jaime Morales and every person demeaned for their need to come here to help their family survive or for who they happen to be. To everyone else who is scarred or scared by the way we organize ourselves as a society. To Amos Y., Oliver B., Mia K., Nicholas C., and every sweet young child who deserves to be left a better world than one we seem to be headed for. To people in the 1% who are trapped in doing what they do because they know nothing else. To every activist who works to make our country live up to its potential. Everyone who seeks the same through prayer or meditation. And every person who strives to make their profession or organization serve society better despite all the odds. And to you and everyone who wishes for a way out and either looks for it in each election cycle or feels powerless and has practically given up hope. May you find it here.
Well, you know what? I love the book, and it's definitely one piece of the answer. And what are you going to do next? I mean, where can you go after this? This is such an amazing book, and it's very different than anything that I've seen before. Where do you go next?
Well, a couple of places. I've been blogging on the Huffington Post, and my own website is just gone up, so the blogs will appear there, too, to kind of promote the same ideas and perspective. I'm definitely doing things to promote the book itself because it's not a product, or it's certainly not just a product and not just a piece of art. It's intended to be a tool for organizing and putting forward this vision of what we actually can do and giving people hope. And a few of us are working on a website that will be called the 99%solution.org, which will be a forum for people to discuss, for people who resonate with this particular idea, to discuss, exactly how to implement it, the way forward, all the programmatic questions and questions of strategy and tactics and nonviolence and where does art and music fit in and inclusiveness and everything that needs to be decided to make an effective functioning organization, a forum and resources for people to discuss those things and find each other in their own localities. And after that, I think we'll have the seed of, or the nucleus of something where something much bigger is going to crystallize around. And, my role in that will be whatever spirit calls on me to do.
Well, I'm waiting for it. I mean, I love the book. In fact, I've used parts of it to teach my students, and they love it too. So, folks, this Sunday at the Music of the Word, La Palabra Musical, is from 5 to 7 p.m. at Cafe Leila. That's on San Pablo in Delaware in Berkeley, which is 3 blocks north of University, 2 blocks west of the North Berkeley BART station. The buses go right there. It's right near the BART. It's a beautiful place, all organic food and free trade coffees and teas, featuring the great Chinese-American poet Clara Su, Jack and Adele Foley, and Michael Goldstein. And I'm really looking forward to it, and hopefully you are too. And so I really want to thank you for talking to us this afternoon.
My pleasure, and thank you so much. And, yeah, I can't wait to see you Sunday.
Okay, with that, I'm going to get to some more music.